You do, then I'll start our meeting. Great. Welcome everybody to the Vina Groundwater Sustainability Agency regular board meeting of October 13th, 2021. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Linda, will you do the roll call of members?
Certainly. Sorry, my phone's ringing here at the office. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. Board Member Kimmelshue.
He said he was here. Oh, there we go.
Board Member Cooper. Vice Chair Royer.
Here.
And Chair Chusinski.
Here.
Thank you.
Great. Consent agenda, we have none. And so that's no items removed from consent. Business from the floor, members of the public may address the board at this time on any matter not already listed on the agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. The board cannot take any action at this meeting on requests made under this section of the agenda. Do we have, Jim Brobeck has his hand up. So Jim, if you can unmute yourself.
Thanks, Evan and the board. I look forward to the meeting later tonight as well, but I wanted to draw the board's attention to a drought impact analysis study that our water department is planning. I don't think it'll be part of the update tonight, but I believe it's going to be, if it works out well, it's going to be a good start on filling some of the data gaps that are so problematic in this first iteration of our groundwater management plan. It's called the Water Transfer Programs in Northern Sacramento Valley Drought Impact Study. And they're going to study all the extra pumping that went on this during this last irrigation season because of the drought and the cutbacks and the extra demand on the aquifer, and how some of the cumulative impacts will be on water supplies and demands here. So I'm very optimistic about this and wanted to make sure you knew about it.
Great, thank you for sharing that with us, Jim.
You're welcome.
I don't see any other hands up. And Linda, did we get anything by email?
Let me just do one more check. I hadn't before the meeting, but let me just double check.
Great.
Nope, I did not see any emails. Thank you.
Great. Item 5, notice public hearings. We have none, so we'll go to the regular agenda. Item 6.1, consideration of a resolution authorizing teleconference meetings for both the Vina GSA board and stakeholder advisory committee, SHAC meetings. And sorry for my dogs being a little hyper in the background. Linda Herman.
Yes, and Valerie Kincaid could also fill in if I miss anything, hopefully. So as you know, the governor's executive order and N-2920 suspended and modified the Brown Act's teleconferencing requirements during the pandemic. And it's expired in September 30th, 2021. Another bill, Assembly Bill 361, was passed, which made changes to the Brown Act and requirements under which the public agents may hold remote meetings. And what that means is that the Brown Act requirements are more stringent when it comes to teleconference. Usually you have to have a quorum of the agency, must participate in the boundaries of the agency. You also have to post remote. If the board member was remote, you'd have to post a notice at that particular remote location of the agenda. And then you also have to provide a physical space for the public could go to be participating in the teleconference meeting separately. So the AB 361 regulation eases up some of those narrow, stricter Brown Act regulations. And it allows you to have it held just as we are with a Zoom, with public not having to have a separate meeting room to view it as well. It doesn't require the quorum of the board to be within the jurisdiction during the meetings. And it does require that you have a call-in ability for the public to call in and speak at the meetings, which we do with this Zoom platform that we are using. And then if any technical difficulties happen during the voting portion of the meeting, you must stop, not vote until those technical difficulties are resolved. But what the new bill does require is that a resolution has to be signed and approved by the board, which basically will allow teleconferencing meetings for 30 days. And then it needs to be reevaluated in those 30 days, because the condition of this new law is that, one, there has to be a state of emergency called, which there still is by the governor, not the county, but the governor. And then two, you must make one of two findings or both findings. It's one is that social distancing is still required, or there may be an imminent risk to the public for attending in person. In our particular case, our social distancing in our county have, you know, laxed, and in the state a little bit. So we are proposing that it's more the imminent risk of someone being in person at our meetings as the reason why we would like to continue to hold teleconference meetings. So what the resolution before you does is certify those two things. And then when we have to come back in 30 days to, one, make sure that there is still a state of emergency involved, and two, if there's still an imminent risk for the public. And that's why we would like to continue with teleconference meetings. So it's going to take some, you know, having to come back every 30 days, but it does, that is a little better than having to follow the strict Brown Act rules if we don't want to continue teleconferencing without adopting the resolution. So that's the resolution before you, unless Valerie has something that she would like to add that you have now. And also, I would like to add that the SHAC was polled, and there are several members of the SHAC who really do not feel safe and want to continue with the Zoom meetings, and because they've been all Zoom, they haven't had any in-person meetings. So that's just a side note too, that several SHAC members have expressed concerns of going to in-person meetings. And SHAC being the stakeholder advisory committee, sorry.
Thank you. Valerie, is there anything to add?
Nope, that you did a great job. I couldn't have done it better. Thanks.
Thank you.
Great. Well, you get an honorary JD, Linda Herman. are there any questions from board members?
Yeah, so our next board meeting is 32 days from now. What does that mean leading into the November 15th meeting?
So I think I think Valerie can jump in here. I think we do have to do it within the 30 days. So we may have to hold a special meeting just to adopt the resolution. And I believe that can still be a Zoom meeting as well if we pass the resolution tonight. Is that correct, Valerie?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's kind of two different schools of thoughts. There are a couple GSAs that we counseled that really didn't want to meet in person because people are coming from far away. And so they did the resolution at the top of the meeting and then conducted the rest of the meeting under that resolution. But I think probably the safer course is that if you want to avoid having to meet in person to adopt it after it expires, you can call a special meeting to adopt it quickly. And I think in the worst case scenario, you know, you can adopt it at the front of the meeting and hope that that's, you know, complies with the spirit of the law. So I think either of those are probably okay.
Got it. And then second question, I see on the calendar the SHAC scheduled for next week on the 19th and also on November 4th. Are those two meetings still happening?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, next week on Tuesday, it is just so the SHAC can hear comments on the GSP as well as make any comments to staff. And then the 4th will be packaging. I'll have to double check what that meeting is for specifically. But if not, I will. If it's on the website, then yes.
Okay.
They will
cool.
be meeting on the 4th. So.
Yeah, I observed at the last public workshop that, and this is Jeff speaking. Sorry, I guess I should have announced technically. I just noticed at the last public workshop that of all the public comments, four or five of them. Of the speakers actually were members of our SHAC. It was almost a quorum, and they were all expressing concerns with various components of the plan, and it'd be nice for the SHAC to have some time to kind of work that through in their sessions instead of feeling the need to stand up and speak about the, you know, speak out publicly that they're still concerned, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And my question was that this still will allow us to do the hybrid meeting. So if we decide to meet in person and have the teleconferencing component that we have like at our last meeting, we will still operate that way, right? This just gives us the flexibility to either have a hybrid meeting or have a fully virtual meeting, correct?
That is my understanding, yes.
So Valerie, if we are going to have a hybrid meeting. Is that the circumstance where we could authorize it at our regular meeting rather than have to have a special meeting to authorize, or would we need to authorize anyway with a special meeting? Does that question make sense?
I think it does. Yeah, you can authorize if you're in person, meaning if you have a quorum that is actually physically in person, then you can pass this and still act under it. So you can, if you if everyone wanted to meet as a quorum in person and open that area for public and allow people to call in, that's perfectly fine and you don't need this resolution. The resolution's really needed when you have a quorum of the board that doesn't want to meet or you don't want to open up a public venue. Does that make sense? So anytime you meet in person, you could always pass this and it wouldn't need to be in place to pass it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Perfect. But great. It would be helpful to have it. So like, for example, like right now, if we got a call in, if this were a live meeting and we got a call in from one of our members, like our absent member now, it would be beneficial for us to have it because then that absent member wouldn't have to do the requirements under the Brown Act of,
right,
you know, opening, you know, having the door open, the sign on the door, all those kind of things. I just wanted to make sure. So we would only need to have a special, I'm sorry, let me be quiet.
No. I was just saying you're exactly right. And they could vote. You know, so back in the old days, you'd have someone call in and they'd kind of call in as a public member and you would kind of cobble a quorum together and not let them vote. But you could actually count their vote when we do it this way too. So.
Right. So the 32-day thing is only going to be a factor, really, if we have to go fully virtual. That's the only occasion we would need to have a special meeting. So just wanted to kind of articulate that clearly.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right. Are there any comments from the public on this item?
I don't see any.
And then none that came in, just wanted to clarify. Okay, then I will entertain a motion at the pleasure of the board.
I'll move to adopt the resolution. Jeff Royer.
Okay. Great, and I think Todd was trying to do the same thing. He's just had a little microphone problem, so. Is that what you were trying to do, Todd? If you want to just hold up a thumbs up.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, Todd will second the motion from Vice Chair Royer. Perfect, great. So we have Vice Chair Royer with the motion to approve the resolution and a second from Director Kimmelshue, just to be formal. And Linda, would you care to do the roll call?
Be happy to. Board Member Kimmelshue?
Aye.
Board Member Cooper?
Aye.
Vice Chair Royer?
Aye.
And Chair Chusinski?
Aye.
Thank you.
Great. That carries 4-0. That was the only item on the agenda, so we will adjourn. There is an informational session at 6 o'clock tonight, but our board will adjourn to the a joint meeting of the Vina GSA and Rock Creek Reclamation GSA board, which is going to be November 15th. And thank you everybody for your attendance tonight.
Thank you.
Chair Tuchinski, I just wanted to make sure that the people that are on from the public know that it's a different Zoom access for the workshop. So if anyone needs that information, let me raise your hand and I'll make sure. So Pam, I'm assuming that's a thumbs up that you know, or okay.
Susan Clark has her hand up.
Yeah, if you go to the website and click on the workshop item, then it'll have the Zoom guidance information there directly.
That's on the website, the GSA website. Yeah,
I can pull it up and see if I can put it in the chat too. Let me do that. Might take a minute.
And Cammie, are you officially on board now?
Yes, I am. As of Monday, I am on board. So
welcome.
Thank you. So I've been running around a little bit like a chicken with my head cut off, but other than that, it's all good and I'm enjoying it. So
good.
So it's been good. Okay, so here is the information in the chat. Hopefully everybody can see that.
And Valerie, did you, it was the phone number that you put into the chat, your